Proclamation number 7656, dated the July 26th, 1960. The soul will reap what it has sown. You should not entertain deceptive ideas that you can gather treasures for your earthly life, because you will lose them faster than you had acquired them. I caution you not to strive after earthly possessions and get attached to them. And time and again I will show you the transient nature of worldly possessions. You spend much time and effort when it comes to collecting worldly treasures and rarely consider that you cannot keep them, that you have to let go of them when you leave this earth, but that they can also be taken from you by other means if this is my will. You only appreciate what belongs to the world and yet is temporary. But you ignore the eternal, you only take care of your body and ignore your soul. And thus you use your energy of life wrongly, you only use it for your physical well-being but inconsiderately prepare a wretched fate in eternity for your soul. Because during your earthly life you do not give to the soul that which serves its perfection alone, you let it starve, whereas you excessively provide for your body without ever gaining from it. Because even your earthly life can end from one day to the next, and then you will enter the kingdom in the beyond poor and empty-handed and will have to suffer much pain. For once you should think about the fact that you yourselves have no control over your life, that your life on earth could be short and that death could approach you any day without your being able to prevent it. And you should think about the hereafter, but you do not believe that you are not obliterated at the moment of death. You do not believe in the soul's continuation of life and that this life will then be in accordance with your life on earth and your concern for your soul's salvation. And on account of this unbelief you live thoughtlessly and do not question the meaning and purpose of your earthly life. You are content when you get what you like on earth, when you provide the body with a sense of well-being and collect many earthly possessions for the future. And you do not actually know whether you will still have a future. However, you will know that you will have to die one day. And this knowledge should make you want to evaluate your earthly life consciously. But you lack faith, faith in a God and Creator, who will hold you accountable for your conduct on earth one day. And because you do not believe, you are indifferent. But you can all be certain that the hour of your accountability will come and that your regret will be bitter when you find yourselves in great spiritual poverty in the kingdom of the beyond and eventually realize what you had neglected on earth due to your own fault. Because it is by grace that you are allowed to become embodied on earth, and not to have used this grace will be bitterly regretted by the soul one day, since it will never be able to make up for its neglect, although in the kingdom of the beyond it will also receive help to ascend from the abyss. But the circumstances are far more difficult than there were on earth. You should not live so thoughtlessly, because the hour will come for every human being when he has to leave the earthly body and then the soul will enter the spiritual kingdom. Although this hour can bring much pleasure and joy, it can also bring great darkness and pain, but always in accordance with the human being's own will, which he had demonstrated by his conduct during his earthly life. He will reap what he has sown. He will enter the kingdom of light and bliss, where he will be received by darkness, which will not release him again until the soul has changed its attitude, and then, with loving support, it will walk the path of ascent. Amen.